Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People want what you have. They want that place of faith in God where your job is not your source. Amen? They want that place where you don't ask anybody for anything, you don't beg. You just bless God so you see it and claim one. Stand your ground till it comes to you. They want that. But that's rough on the flesh. It takes faith and it takes patience. And they don't want to do that. Cain wanted what Abel had. But he didn't want to do what he did. He didn't want to make the heart changes. He didn't want to repent. And so it made him so mad every time he saw Abel, it reminded him of what he wasn't. Did you hear me? Every time he saw Abel, it reminded him of what he didn't have in God. It reminded him that his heart wasn't right. The righteous in the earth convict the wicked by their very existence, by their very presence. And you and I are going to grow stronger and stronger in love and in faith and in righteousness. Amen? And in the blessing of God, and in the power of God, and the prosperity of God. And it's glorious and it's wonderful, but the brighter light is going to, by contrast, show the darkness. It's going to show it. And people who are not hungry for God and who don't want to give their all to God will not like it. Lukewarm Christians won't like it. And particularly people that are in false religions and don't know God at all will do and will hate us because we have what they want. Did you hear me? We are what they want to be. Go with me to John, please. John 15. John 15, verse 9. As my Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does, but I've called you friends, for all things that I've heard of my Father I have made known to you. Listen carefully now. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Oh, do we know what that means? The Lord's been talking to me about that for months now, about God's choice, about His choice. You know, people like to think if you see somebody that's used of God in the gifts or in ministry or somebody that's strong financially and different things that they're able to do, people think, well, you know, that person just, they just have it in them. They worked hard. No, they were chosen. Hallelujah. And the blessing of God on your life shows not just your excellence, though, you know, you'll be rewarded for what you do, but it shows God's choice. Amen. You and I can't take credit. That's right. For even being saved. That's right. Did you hear me? We were and are His choice. And there's nothing more precious in the universe that God chose us. Romans says that there are vessels unto wrath fitted to destruction. But thank God we're vessels unto mercy. Vessels of love. Hallelujah. Prepared to glory. That's not because of what we did. It's because He chose us. Oh, friend, if you just said that all night, it'd bless your soul. God chose me. I am His choice. I am His choice. Said out loud, I am His choice. He said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. Do you hear favor here? Yes. He chose us. He loves us. We're the apple of His eye. He picked us out. God handpicked us. Out of all the beings, out of all the humans, out of all the generations, God picked you and me. He picked us. There is no greater honor. There is no greater glory. God chose you. Verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why did they hate Him? We've already looked at it carefully, didn't we? Why did they hate Him? They hated Him because they envied Him. You know why they envied Him? Because He was God's choice. Listen to this. If the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. If you were of this world, the world would love his own. But because you are not of this world, but I have what? I have what? I've chosen you out of the world. Therefore, that's why the world hates you. Do you see it? Why do they hate us? God chose us. Amen. And they envy us because God chose us. God chose us to give revelation to. Are you thankful? Do you understand? You and I could be sitting in a little hut somewhere still wondering if it's God's will to heal or not. God chose us to reveal such light to. Are you thankful?
Yes.
He chose us. What a privilege. I said He chose us. He chose us to reveal the infilling of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, full prosperity, authority in the name of Jesus. He chose us. And it is because of this that the world hates us. Now listen, you don't have to turn there, but remember it. In Genesis 27:41, it said Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing that his father blessed him with. The things that are going on right now. Between Isaac and Ishmael. Went back to Esau and Jacob. It went back to Cain and Abel. Did you hear me? What is it about? It's about envy. Oh, it's layered with deception and it's colored with all kinds of political rhetoric and every other thing, but don't believe it. I said, don't believe it. Don't believe any of it. What's at work here? And you know what's feeding them? You know what fed Cain? You know what fed Esau? You know what fed Ishmael? You know what feeds it all through the ages? It is the fallen one. The fallen one who has lost his place, and he sees how much God loves us and how that God has chosen us and placed his spirit in us and placed his name on us, and he cannot stand it. It eats his insides every moment of every day and every night. He wants to kill us because we are the chosen of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! But listen to me. Try as he may, try as he might, there is something that he cannot overcome. There is something that he cannot override. He cannot break through. He cannot stop. He cannot render it ineffective. It is the love that cannot fail. Hallelujah. So though he loads up fiery darts galore, and though he works on people to lay in their bed at night and grind their teeth because they can't stand that you got 100-fold and 300-fold. They can't stand that you got revelation. They can't stand that you are what you are and God's done for you what he's done. They can fire all they want, but if you'll hold up the shield of faith that is buoyed by the love of God, it will quench every fiery dart. Nothing will penetrate. Nothing will get through. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Come on, stand up and give God glory. Stand up and give God praise. Father, we bless you. We praise you. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me life.